If you miss the train I'm on, then you know.
Hi, I'm Eric Bibb, and I'm here to explain how I play my song Tulsa Town. This is a song on my new album, Ridin'. My guitar is tuned one half tone lower than standard. So the capo here on the sixth fret, if you want to play on a standard guitar, should be on the fifth fret. Yeah. So I'm on the sixth because I'm a half tone lower. The other thing you need to know is I'm in drop D tuning. Otherwise it's standard. Drop D. So the first chord is basically sounding like a G chord because I've got the capo. And it's a G chord without the fifth, so. Yeah. That's the way I play this G chord. And then the riff goes like this. So you need to know that your third finger will play this note on the fifth string, the third fret. So first, two fingers, first finger and the middle finger on the third and the second string. So, in real time, it sounds like this.
Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa Town, they called it Black Wall Street. Not just surviving, business was thriving, life was sweet.
So the second chord sounds as an A7 chord, and I play it like this. From this, you hold your pinky on the third fret, and you just change to the thumb over the top. So, and you play the third on the third string, first fret. So again, the same pattern with the right hand. So we're going from here. Next chord is a kind of five chord. This would be in the key of G, a D7, and I play it by barring four strings on the second fret, and then it's a bit of a stretch. Third finger here on the fourth string, fifth fret, and the pinky here. And the pattern is this. So there is a consistent pattern in the right hand. So really, we're not playing the first string at all. I'm almost blocking it with my pinky. You don't really hear it. So here we go. So I will sing it just up to that point so you hear it in context. The intro is just.
Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa Town. They called it Black Wall Street. Not just surviving, business was thriving, life was sweet. Helping each other.
Now we have a new chord. This would be in the key of G, a four chord, a C. And then it changes to a C over a B flat. Nice harmony, kind of jazzy. And the pattern is this. It changes. then back. I'll sing the verse. Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa Town. They called it Black Wall Street. Not just surviving, business was thriving. Life was sweet. Proud to be helping each other. Everyone lending a hand. Built our own promised land on holy ground in Tulsa Town. And that's the whole song. And then if you want to get fancy, here's a song also from the new album, Ridin'. It's called Call Me By My Name. And there are two interesting parts. The main rhythm part that I'm playing. And then there's a riff that's stolen from a famous song that Howlin' Wolf made called 44 Blues. And the riff goes like... The reason I can't play it so good is because on the record, I'm not playing it. My friend Michael Jerome Brown is playing it. But we will show you both parts. The main rhythm part starts with a D chord. Now remember, my guitar is one half tone lower than standard. So you don't need the capo if you are in standard. But my guitar needs the capo on the first fret, so this is really sounding like a D. So again, I'm in drop D tuning. I play a lot of my songs in drop D. So the way I play a D chord, I don't use three fingers like the standard. I think it's a waste of fingers. You can play it by barring three strings on the second fret, and then the second, middle finger goes here. So I don't play the major third, so you can almost mute it with your pinky. So I like to play chords that have the root and the fifth. I often leave out the third, because when you play blues, you can go, you know, the blue note, but you don't have to play a major third. It sounds wrong, right? So here we go. And the riff involves playing a sixth of the chord, this B. So. So that's a trick. When you're playing just a straight chord, if you want a little bit more variation, put the sixth in there. So, the right hand. Thumb on the bass string. Often I drag my nail, the back of my nail on the first finger. So it's almost like a plectrum, but it's not a plastic one. It's my acrylic nail. And you go down and up. And then put the sixth in. With the back of the nail. And it's good to just practice that, get the groove going. Just play it over and over until it really feels natural. You don't have to play exactly the way I play it, but it should sound groovy. You find your way. next chord is a D7. And again, I'm not playing this major third. I'm blocking it really with my pinky. So, it starts like this. When panthers roamed the delta, I drained your swampy land. I built your railroads with a hammer in my hand. And listen, D7. The next chord is the 4 chord. And I play it with a thumb on the 5th fret to get the G. And then you play the bottom part of the chord, again, barring 3 strings, but and again, you're not really playing that top string. You're just playing the inside strings. And it's the same pattern on the right hand as the first chord. But this time, I'm playing the 6th of the G chord. So it'll be, you're playing the E there. So. When panthers roam the delta, I drained your swampy land. I built your railroads with a dollar in my hand. Not a dollar, with a hammer in my hand. I picked your cotton, cut your sugar cane. Let's do it from the beginning, up to that point. When panthers roam the delta, I drained your swampy land. I built your railroads with a hammer in my hand. I picked your cotton, cut your sugar cane. I'm a man, not your boy. Call me by my name. So, the 5 chord. Again, I like to play a chord that is without the 5th. Here you have a bar on the 2nd fret. The root note is the A, the 5th. The 7th of that chord with the pinky on the 5th fret. And then there's the suspended 4th, the D here. So the shape is, blocking again the first string. But I also like to have this little doodad here. You're playing the 9th there. So, let's just go through the positions, the chord shapes. Song. When panthers roam the delta, I drained your swampy land. I built your railroads with a hammer in my hand. I picked your cotton, cut your sugar cane. I'm a man, not your boy. You will call me by name. I'm a man, not your boy. Call me by my name. And sometimes if you have a partner who's playing the 2nd guitar part, you can remember that riff from 44 Blues. On the 3rd string. That's it.